Thank you, Mr. Chair, Rapporteur. Iran Airlines itself is a statement made by Uganda on behalf of Vietnam. We thank for organizing this IED and also thank the distinguished panelists for their presence and insightful contributions. Economic, social, and cultural rights constitute the main infrastructure for development, including realization of the right to development, and nationally, without these rights, the promotion of human rights cannot be achieved. The Islamic Republic of Iran is a member of the, this covenant, the covenant of International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, and is committed to its obligations under these important covenants. Iran believes that this covenant is one of the most significant binding international human rights instruments that can guarantee economic, social, and cultural rights in all countries. At the same time, Iran advocates for the right to development as a fundamental individual and collective right, ensuring that all people and nations benefit from sustainable and equitable developments. Based on the characteristics of the countries, Mr. Chair Rapporteur, the most national general expectation from the states within the countries is to provide the basic and fundamental needs for an adequate standard of living. We are of the view that the interconnection between the right to development and the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights is foundational to understanding the comprehensive framework of human rights aimed at fostering dignity, equity, and justice. Both the right to development and the covenant emphasize the necessity of the economic, social, and cultural rights as essential components for achieving holistic human development. Global, regional, and national challenges require approaches that are balanced, long-term, and comprehensive in order to address the root causes of these challenges and remove obstacles. These obstacles can be national or human-made. For example, one such obstacle is the imposition of the restrictive measures and in the form of unilateral coercive measures, or the structure of the international financial and economic system and the lack of non-discriminatory non-discriminatory and meaningful international cooperation. The right to development posits that every person and all peoples are entitled to participate in and contribute to and enjoy economic, social, and cultural and political development. The covenant enshrines the principles of the non-discrimination and equality, asserting that these rights are indispensable for human dignity and the development of personality. Both the right to development and the covenant are grounded in the idea that the realization of economic, social, and cultural rights is fundamental for comprehensive human rights. Due to the inevitable interconnections that have developed in the past 100 years in the relations and interconnection between the countries and the inevitable linkage of the fate of all countries and nations, international cooperation and the establishment of a just and fair international order, international economic and financial order are among the most important elements needed for the full realization of the right to development and the rights enshrined in the covenant. The imposition of the unilateral obstacles that disrupt this cooperation and interconnectedness hinders the realization of these rights and the enjoyment of the sustainable development by all nations. All states must avoid such actions and measures. Both frameworks advocate for development that reduces inequalities and ensure a fair distribution of resources and opportunities, contributing to social justice and equity. By recognizing the interdependence of the economic, social, and cultural rights within development, this framework provides a comprehensive blueprint for achieving sustainable human development that respects and promotes all human rights. In conclusion, Mr. Chair, Rapporteur, Iran believes that despite the connection between the international covenants on economic, social, and cultural rights and the right to development, which the panelists have rightly addressed in its various dimensions, having a covenant on the right to development can play a decisive role in realizing this right as one with significant collective dimensions. It can ensure that creation of an appropriate international environment for comprehensive, equitable, and sustainable development for all. I thank you, Mr. Chair Rapporteur.